There's a power switch there. It's recording.
Call the meeting to order. Jake, you want to lose in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yep. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Moving on, approval of agenda. Do we have any additions or deletions? Anyone want to make a motion approving the agenda?
So moved.
Okay, motion by Aaron. Do we have a second?
Second.
So seconded by Jake. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Public comment, opportunity for members of the public to address the board on any item under the subject matter of the jurisdiction of the district that is not on the agenda. Limit comments no more than 5 minutes. Do we have any public comment? All right, moving on. Consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve? Do we need to pull anything?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Aaron. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Marty. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Under correspondence, we have the email from the county terminating the lease. Was it terminated in 2014?
Well, it was, as it was written, it was like a one-year agreement, but then it went on indefinitely, so that's just what they're referring to.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Were we expecting that, I'm assuming?
Yes, we were expecting that. We heard that the community service or the sheriff's unit is over at the Resilience Center. And they haven't been in here in forever.
Yeah.
We actually been collecting rent up until just recently, but we let them know that, you know, it's like, where are they? You know? So.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
They pull all their stuff out, or?
No, their electronics are still there.
All right, and then also email from Capri regarding free trainings, the work-life Wednesdays that they're gonna have, 5 Zoom meetings.
I registered us for all of them just because I'm interested in taking them all, but so I'll have to Zoom up for anyone else who wants to attend them.
Okay. Awesome that they'll do that. I wonder if I can get some continuing ed credits.
Yeah, if we get safety credits added on to our annual visits when we do these.
So even board members that do them will give us safety credits?
It gives us more points.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I know how to log into Zoom. Cool. All right, safety report.
There were no employee accidents or liability incidents. There's no new business or old business. And the playgrounds are clean and in good shape. And we have turned the water off there, so that won't be a problem. That's it.
All right. Under reports, GM report.
Well, I'd like to introduce Tanya Massetti. She's our new district secretary. We've already met, actually, all the board members. She's doing a great job so far. Hopefully we don't run her out of here, yeah. But no, it's great. And so, Jen, we had a lot of work to do through the Christmas parade and all that kind of stuff. But Jen now can relax for a little while and think about the next few events that are coming up. And Tanya's taking over in the office.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And the Sheriff's Community Service Union is officially withdrawn. And And so now that we're past scheduled events and all that, the work that's involved there, we'll start to work, and especially with rain coming up, we'll start to work on the community center. This is the brief box there. We're going to look at the paneling, what's behind the paneling, fixtures, all that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Maintenance report.
It's a lot of cleanup, mostly. Winterize, swamp coolers, irrigation, those kinds of things. Had a problem with the truck today. Called the mechanic to look at it. Tomorrow, we're having both the tractors serviced. We've been using them a lot lately outside. There's a few issues with the big tractor. The glow plug kind of stays on and drains the battery. Few things that are going to be repaired, some seals and whatnot, change the oil. Anyway, they're getting service tomorrow. That's the highlights. Everyone else is in good shape.
Office events.
Still working on the hazard mitigation plan. Sounds like we're on track, waiting for the county's changes to be inputted into our annex, and that's due to them by the end of this month. Then they look at everybody's draft, send it back in January, and then like February or so it gets submitted. I don't know, it carries on until like April, but we're getting to the end of our draft. The handbook, we're getting there. I think we discussed that later, so just skip it.
Do you want to say anything about our events? So we had a great Christmas parade. We had lights and sirens and floats everywhere. Everywhere.
Did you guys get to see the parade?
I didn't get to attend. I had a party, but my kids came.
Yeah. Mark?
Well, like I said, I had basketball tournament and somewhere.
Yeah, it was the biggest gathering, biggest group of people I've ever
awesome.
Seen in the park.
I've heard nothing but positives and how everybody had a great time.
Yeah, it was really good. Jen filled the hall with vendors and they all did really well. They were all really excited about the amount of people and the sales that they had. We had some food out there this time. Sergio came with his taco stand, and Pam was here with her popcorn, and what's the kid's name?
Everett,
with cotton candy. Santa was here. It was really great. Nice night, a little cool.
They wouldn't have gotten lunch without Aaron.
Great, Aaron, and Aaron helped direct some traffic. It doubled in size. I feel like it totally doubled in size from last year. It was wild. I mean, people were 10 deep around both sides of the park.
Cool.
That was kind of
cool.
And I mean, you know, we're talking about, I don't know what the difference. Two things different this year. Somerville Parent Nursery School that has an annual fundraiser on their own, typically in the hall where they sell crafts and things that they make. They brought it into our event on Friday night in the hall, so potentially brought a few more people. But the biggest thing was Somerville Elementary School band was invited, and they haven't had a music program in 10 years, but they have one now. Their instructor there is also sharing his time at Twain Hart Elementary. So he invited Twain Hart Elementary to join because Twain Hart didn't have a parade. And ultimately, when he called us to confirm that he was coming, he said, yeah, he says, we invited Twain Hart, there'll be 220 of us.
Holy cow!
Yeah, that's what we said.
I thought at least 100, not 220.
Wow. 220 like band members?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Gosh.
It was kind of scary.
Well, yeah, that's
a lot of kids.
No one got hurt because there's like a lot of
no one got hurt.
People everywhere.
So, I mean, we actually had, it created a problem, really, because we couldn't we couldn't allow them to be in within the parade because it would have just been too much. And so we had a meeting, and we decided that they came down early. They started out at 20 to 6, and they were able to march around the park and play their instrument. He includes 4th through 8th grade levels in both schools.
Awesome.
To march in the band. So we're thinking that brought a lot of people and parents and stuff into the...
I think it's great.
Invite them back next year.
We need to do the whole thing.
Expanding the route some way, somehow. As it is, Jen had some of the bigger entries go off, around the bigger block.
Man.
So that we can, our concern is to get Santa around one time and then get him back and not get held up in traffic along the way. But it was wild.
Yeah, I think with Twain Hart.
It was wild. There had nothing to do. 1,000 people here.
That's awesome. It's awesome.
In the dark.
In the dark. Yeah. So, anyway, did a lot of work, and it was really well done.
All right. Anything else? Moving on, financial report.
Sweet. Well, speaking of Christmas, at this moment, not everything is completely accounted for, but we are at a profit of $928.22. So typically it's an expense on our side, and we did really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they put out some raffle items to the sign up bid process on about 9 or 10 items. Kelly has a friend that offered a 2-night stay at a bed and breakfast in Airbnb in Palm Springs, and that went for $500.
Nice.
Really good.
I was in big trouble after telling my wife when we got back from basketball that
I failed to put it out on social media. It was my plan to, because I create events, and it was my plan to throw it out there that we were going to have the silent auction, and that was one of them, and a couple of other exciting things, but I failed, and that's okay.
Jeez.
Someone scored big on that one. So, anyway, that was exciting that we're in the plus on Christmas. The updated budget went to the county office, and that included the approved amount of $3,500 increase for personnel and the community center improvements to increase to $75,000. Completely on track with our spending, so we'll do a review next month. Everything else is pretty much on track. We're waiting to hear from Sonora Area Foundation. They met yesterday, and we were part of their agenda. Our package went before the board, so really excited to find out what they concluded.
Yeah.
And when will we know? Did they say when?
She had told me, actually, that she was going to try to call me this morning, and I was trying really hard not to call her first.
Yeah, right. Remind me what we had in there again.
We put in a request for $25,000 for extra activities.
Mm-hmm.
We asked for a down payment and or help renovating the community center. I think I said, $5,000 or $10,000 for the bike park, and we asked for $25,000 or so for the outdoor theater.
Yes.
Good job. Thank you.
Let's see.
So Jen had an encounter with a lady. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, towards the end of the market on Saturday, a woman came up, and she just wanted to thank whoever put this whole thing, and she didn't succumb to pray, she just came to the market. I said, well, that would be us. We're at Palmy Park and Rev, and we're chatting back and forth, and she said, and the projects came up, and she said, well, have you thought about Sonora Area Foundation? I said, well, interestingly enough, we've just submitted paperwork, and she was very impressed with, she was just very impressed, and she goes, well, I will put in a word with Daryl about your paperwork, and I don't know who she was, but she knew him well, and was going to And things like that have happened to us before. That's, you know, a hopeful comment is made, and that nothing comes of it. And but then you never know. So.
Great.
But then you should get a memo in the meantime that they would be coming up and looking.
I did not.
But you did.
No, they had actually. I had called just to ask them what the process was so I could have an update, and she said, oh wow, you're on my list of people to call. Oh. I needed to ask you a few questions. So she went through each part of the packet asking, you know, so you're doing a bike park, tell me a little bit about that and what's going on with all of your activities. And so the visit may have stemmed from the fact that whoever I was speaking with on the phone, I told her, you know, we put on all these community activities and our budget is just starting to become very tight based on the amount of exposure we're getting. People from everywhere are coming to our event, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
I think positive thoughts.
Yes.
All right, anything else?
Oh.
Moving on, discussion items 8.1, mid-year budget review. Looks like we jumped the gun.
That was my fault. I suggested it last month because I always think that December is 6 months, but the reality is we don't have the numbers through December until our January meeting. So we will actually have our 6 month review next month.
Awesome.
When the books, you know, are closed on December.
Okay. Any other board questions? Public comment?
So, yeah, but I mean, all that's there. Kelly pointed out that we're on track. Through November, in total, we're at 43%, you know, of our spending. So, you know, the idea is that at the end of December, we'll be around 50%. That would be ideal. So, but we will see.
Perfect. All right, 8.2, presentation of projects, progress, and status.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm prioritizing the outdoor theater now that we have dry weather. I know that the weather's going to change soon, and that's okay. When it does, we'll move into the communities, into the Turzich and Wilson building.
How were we looking? What's the thought on the theater? When will be wrapped up?
I'm really happy with the way it's going. We poured 16 yards of concrete yesterday, but all around the perimeter of the building, started down the walkways. The next step will be to form two more curbs that will go from the center walkway to the walkway on the right and the curb on the left that will capture the pavers. So when they're formed and we'll pour those curbs and the walkway to the handicapped parking space. That'll be all that we can do with concrete until we dig the footings for the stage. And that'll all, of course, be weather permitting, but I feel like we'll be able to get through the secondary pour. If we can do that, then we can continue to work on the compaction and pavers, benches. Can continue to be worked on, irrigation for what there would be on, basically everything but the stage. So I feel like it's going really good. It's laying out really nicely. It's starting to take shape. I encourage you to come out and look and show you around. It's good. The bike park will probably be on hold now with the weather, and we intend to kind of reorganize that project in a way that we can put out hopefully what we would say would be an opening date and then a project list of things that we would need to complete that project and ask for help and donations and make a big push in March to start to work on that and maybe, you know, take March and April to work on that and get it done. We had a nice commercial range donated to us, a gas range over there. I put it in the building in a nice microwave. And
for the community center.
I'm sorry, for the community center. We had an offer to purchase the pews. I don't know if that's...
We've had three now, but
No one's come forward.
No one's, yeah.
We've had three people offer.
Three people asked for, one person wanted all 13. Someone said that they need somewhere between 4 and 6, and then another person just said, you know, I'm in need of pews, and then they didn't respond back, so.
We put them out there for $500 a piece. The initial contact we had was a lady that wanted all of them, asked for a price break. We said we'd give them all to her for $5,000, but she didn't get this. Anyway, we're trying to, you know, get those sold. But yeah, I think that come Monday, if the weather is wet, then we'll go in there and start to dismantle things and look to put everything back together. We actually looked again and again and again at the bathroom layout, and I feel like there's a much simpler fix to the ADA bathroom than I had previously. You know, initially I'm thinking we're gonna take it all out, start over. It looks now we're considering just taking the one bathroom on the end and extending it to create one ADA bathroom there, and then just widen the door on the other. So I think that would be good. And that would not involve moving any plumbing or doing anything at all, just making the room, just enlarging the room around it.
Yeah, you gotta be able to turn, what is it, like 3 point something feet?
Yeah.
2.5 or something.
Right. And I think that would be the simplest cost.
Yeah, as long as it meets
obviously
code.
More cost effective.
Right.
And maybe, you know, if you can imagine, if you're at the bathroom end of the hallway, you know, the hallway ends and then there's the room there on the corner side. And so it would extend into that room, and maybe rather than just have the width of the room, the bathroom extend into that, we would just push the wall all the way to the outside wall just to make it even in a sense. And that would also then enlarge the storeroom as well. So it's kind of a good idea. So we're going to look more closely at that. Yeah, and so that would be a large savings on, you know, construction and whatnot and time. And I haven't heard from, I can forget his name, maybe John knows his name, the flooring guy. He was going to come up and look at some work that they were doing for the tribe.
The polished concrete guy?
Yeah.
Brian from Genco?
Yes.
He starts a job for me on Monday, so
oh, well,
up here. So.
He told me that when he was coming up, he would stop. Maybe you don't mind, you could remind him.
I'll remind him, yeah.
I mean, back, I gave a report on that, I think, last month. He shot us a price of like $10,000 just based on square footage, not looking or anything. But he did say that when he was working up here, and when he came up, he would come by and look. So the flooring is kind of still an outstanding issue, so we'll have to pin that down.
That's for the stained and polished floor.
Yeah.
Wasn't the only one about 18 to 20?
The other flooring, the heavy laminate throughout, was the bid price was like 19, but they had we were able to trim that like 4 or 5 because they had like $1,800 for disposing of the carpet, you know, and they had costs in there that we could do ourselves.
Nothing more durable than concrete though.
Yeah.
The polished concrete is really good floor.
Yeah. So so we've kind of been holding off a little bit on going in there. The Wilsons asked to change the lease start date to January 1st from December 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I
darn.
I said that wouldn't be a problem. They had some family issues late November where everyone wasn't able to get over there to look to see if there was anything that they wanted or whatnot, so he just asked for an extra month of time. He did say that he realized that we wanted to get started right away, and it would be still okay if we just pushed everything into a corner and started our work. So before I go in there on Monday, I'll just...
They want to wait till March, June?
Well, we don't want to, but yeah.
January.
I'm just going to shoot them another text and let them know definitely that we're going to go in there prior to going in there and start moving.
Awesome.
And then when Ben Cover came, the Covers have been really, really helpful to us, donating a lot of their time. They basically
removed all the concrete from the old horseshoe pits. They removed two or three bins worth of rocks and concrete from the dirt track and stuff at no cost to us. They're giving us the debris box at no cost. We're just going to pay the dump fees. And so he was asking what we were doing, and he came into the building. And they mentioned, you know, I'd mentioned the candlesticks and all these other paraphernalia related to the funeral home. And he reminded me that they had a church and they might be interested in some of those things. So it would be my intention to donate those things to them.
That's fair.
If they Absolutely. Have a, if they any of those things that they want that are left, that we would have to dispose of anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Outstanding. Any other, no. anything else, James?
No, thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks for moving along.
Just trying to get it on the schedule.
Shut up.
Anything from our board? Any questions, comments, concerns? Any public comment? All right, moving on. 8.3, the handbook review checklist. So we have the list here.
Yeah. So I just went through, and most of the changes have been done for quite some time. There were just two big sections that were weighing on me. And I waited so long that there's been a lot of changes. So yay, I don't have to do it twice. The draft has been printed out right here if anyone wants to look through it. The green tags are just saying we recognize in our table of contents that the page numbers are off right now. We'll get that fixed. The main changes are there. One thing that we had updated, we didn't update, was a sick leave. And when I checked it, previously against the new law that's coming in January 2024, it's very confusing. It says 5 days or 40 hours, and so the way it's worded, you think that you prorate it based on how many hours an employee works. So, for example, if I worked 20 hours, my 5 days would be only 20 hours, but that's not the case. No matter how many hours an employee works from now on, they get 40 hours, 40 total hours, and we can't cap
It's accrued per paycheck, right?
There's an accrual rate, or you can just give them 40 hours, but by the 200th day of working, if someone is on an accrual basis, like right now we pay 0.04 hours per hour worked, we would have to calculate that out and make sure that by the 200th day, each employee has 40 hours. But someone who works less than part-time wouldn't have 40 hours by their 200th hour. So we can
give it all.
We can just say, like, January 1st, everybody gets 40 hours. But then that also means someone like James and Ralph, who are full-time, would get half the hours if we did it that way. Because our accrual rate gives them 83.29 hours, so that's 10 full days for them, 10.4 days for them. If someone works only 20 hours based on our accrual rate, it comes out to like 41 point something, right? So that still gives them 10 days, but it's like 10.2 days.
Yeah, keeping it accrued.
So right now, the way that we're accruing, everybody is okay, but if we, with Jen, I'll have to just make sure her hours are still accruing at the right rate.
Yeah.
That was the only confusing thing. And on CSDA that we're now members of, there's just that feed has just been going back and forth, people not understanding. So I finally reached out to Capri and just asked them to break it down for us. And he said everyone is getting 40 hours. So
good.
The drug policy is being changed with Capri. So that was one of the things that was holding us up. And I believe in January they'll be able to send out the new drug policy with all of the updated laws, and the same thing with their IT policy that they're requiring. So
cool.
That's really all that's hanging out there.
Perfect.
All right. Any other questions from the board? Public comment? Moving on. All right. Consideration of board member office positions. As it's written, it's 2 years. I want to make sure I get this right, because it's 2 years. It was 2 years odd, but then there was a resolution passed to make it 2 years even numbers being those election. So with 2 years, even numbers, we're good until next December, right? Wouldn't that be correct with our board positions?
Is that what it says?
Yeah, the original bylaws had it at an odd year.
Every other year member?
Every 2 years. In December, and of odd years, they were re-elected. We're talking about just the positions of chairman,
yes,
chairman, president, vice chair, vice president, whatever. But there is an amendment in there that was signed in 2009 that, for whatever reason, changed it to even years. Mm-hmm. Same verbiage, same 2 years, but the election regularly scheduled in December of even number years is where we are currently stand. So nothing needs to be done.
There is no election.
And then
December of next year.
Again, flavor of the board, I have no issue with our committee appointments going following suit.
Yeah.
So just throwing it out there. Anything else from the board? Any public comment? That should wrap it up. Oh, we need items for next meeting.
Budget review?
Yeah. Do we have to do, are we due for an ESC?
Yeah, probably it's first of the year, so probably, or is it budget year, or is it?
So,
we'll do them quarterly.
I don't know if Jake or Aaron, if you know, we looked up and it said you needed to meet, we needed to meet annually. And so we had a meeting in March for last fiscal year. We had a meeting in July for this fiscal year. That's all I could find. I don't know if you guys think it's.
I thought it was. I thought we looked at it and it was like, was it four times? I thought it was quarterly.
The actual law is only one time.
Okay.
It just depends on what our bylaws say.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what our bylaws say.
Well, I saw 1 year, but I could.
Okay.
I could dig deeper if you think that there's.
No, I just remember we didn't have one in a long time, so.
That's true.
Our last one was July.
Yes.
Maybe we can. After the first of the year.
Yeah.
Well, we're good for this fiscal year.
Yeah, because that's right. Well, then we don't need to have an ESC meeting. Look at that.
I think it might be good to have maybe quarterly, just so that we know where we're at and see where we're going with it and see how we can improve.
Yeah. So when would that be?
Well, we already missed
the
third
quarter. The fourth quarter would be
today.
December would be right now in our second quarter.
Second quarter.
Do January, maybe. You want to do January?
Sure.
Yeah? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kelly, or is that, I mean, I know that you got a ton of stuff coming.
That account's pretty easy.
And then I do have to just state this for the record. Thank you so much for the hazard mitigation plan. I know that that's a bear of a document and a process. It's no fun. Like I said, when you get the whatever, if you want, you can shoot me a copy of it and I'll.
I can't wait to do that.
I know. You'll be like, hey, Mark, remember when you said.
Yeah.
Anything else for next meeting? Marty, got anything? Aaron, can you think of anything?
We don't need to approve any salaries or raises or stuff, because I know past years we were like making sure we're up on every year that was going up. But,
no, we began to build those in our budgets in June to cover us through. I mean, July of the fiscal year covers us through any changes that are made in the first of the year going forward. So we're up.
Employee reviews on target?
We do them on anniversary dates.
Okay.
Minimum wage is about to go up, so.
Does that go up the first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we always would have something just because we had issues in the past of.
So what's our. What's
because it was approved.
What's minimum raise?
It's going to $16.50.
Gee, and we're at what's our lowest right now?
$16.
And we always try to Yeah.
We always try to stay involved.
It might be good to have, I don't know. I think we've always had a discussion about that before because we did have the issues.
Can you look into that?
Well, yeah, so next month is our budget review.
Yeah.
And we could do that
thoroughly,
let's say. You know, we can look at that. We can, instead of even having projects on there, we'll go over the cost of the project. You know, maybe we'll hear something from some area foundation to get it and let you know where we're at.
All right. I got nothing.
There are no events planned. Next thing we're going to be working on is tri-tip dinner last weekend of February. If you didn't know, it's last weekend of February.
Another like takeout one or?
Yes.
I can't think of anything else for the agenda. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, meeting adjourned.
Well, good evening.